Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called Onboarding New Agents, Getting New Starters Work Ready Fast.
And it gets straight to something that costs agencies real money every week.
It does. There's this awkward gap at the start of every real estate hire. You found someone good, you're paying them, and they can't yet do the core of the job because they're not registered. The article calls it a salary without an output.
Which is a pretty honest way to put it. So how do you close that gap quickly?
The article says it starts with getting the right entry qualification moving on day one, and nobody walks straight into a full license. Every state has a registration level qualification first.
Right. What does that look like across the different states?
In New South Wales and the ACT, it's the certificate of registration, which qualifies someone as an assistant agent. In Queensland, it's the real estate salesperson registration. And in Victoria, new starters come in through the agent's representative pathway.
And these aren't long, drawn-out courses?
No, the article is pretty clear on that. They're deliberately short and online, so a motivated starter can get through the training quickly and apply for registration without a long wait.
So what can they actually do while they're waiting for registration to come through?
That's the key point. The registration level lets a new starter work under supervision straight away. They can be on the phones, at open homes, learning the business while their registration is being processed, well before any thought of a full license upgrade.
So you're not just parking them in a corner doing admin?
Exactly. The onboarding goal the article describes is simple. Get the entry qualification moving immediately so the registration arrives as early as possible, and slot the new person into supervised work from there. Every week you shave off that front end is a week of productivity you gain.
That's a good way to think about it. What about agencies bringing on more than one person at a time?
This is where it gets really practical. The article talks about bulk onboarding. If you're enrolling people one at a time, you've got no single view of where any of them are, and you end up chasing progress across several individual accounts.
That sounds like a headache at any scale.
It is. Bulk onboarding through Archer lets you register a group of new starters under one agency account. You get bulk enrollment pricing, a dedicated account manager, and progress tracking across the whole group in one place. You can see who's finished, who's midway, and who needs a nudge.
And I imagine as a principal, you don't want to be the one doing the nudging.
You don't have to be. The reminders go to the staff member directly.
Good. What about agencies that are hiring across more than one state?
There's a point in the article that's easy to overlook. Because Archer is nationally recognised, RTO 45020, and delivers across NSW, Queensland, Victoria and the ACT, you can onboard everyone through a single relationship. A new salesperson in Queensland and a new assistant agent in NSW can both come in under the same account, each on the right pathway for their state.
So you're not having to learn a different provider's process every time you hire in a new state.
Exactly. And the article says that consistency really matters when you're growing.
The article also has a checklist, doesn't it?
It does. 5 steps. First, confirm the right entry registration for the state the new hire will work in. Second, enroll them on day one, so the qualification is moving while the rest of induction happens.
Those two together stop the most common delay.
Third, put them into supervised work as soon as their registration is in hand. Fourth, track progress in one place if you've onboarded a group. And fifth, the one people tend to skip, note their likely upgrade timing now, so the move to a full license is planned, not reactive.
That last one is smart, not leaving the upgrade conversation until they're already at the limit.
The article puts it simply, the faster a new hire is registered, the faster they earn, and the faster the hire pays off. That speed starts with enrolling them on the right entry qualification the moment they accept the offer.
So the single thing to do next is enroll your new hire the day they say yes.
That's it. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to set up your next intake under one account, Archer offers nationally recognised, online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1800 069 273.
Worth a call.